Episode 59 of the Friendly Geordies podcast. Hello and welcome. You got your boy Robbie Armfield here.
Jordan wondering why there's no music.
Yeah, where's the opening thing?
Well, all right, fucking hell.
What the hell?
What song do you want? What song? I mean,
what do you mean? The one that's on every podcast?
Look, let's just do this one. Look. Okay, episode 59 of the Friendly Geordies podcast with Robbie Armfield,
Tom
Montefiore, and
Jordan
Shanks.
We all know is here already.
Yeah.
We're
okay.
Not going to cut that part
it's
out.
Behind the scenes
never
for you.
Did it.
We've got some stuff coming up. Look, it's very early in the morning. I'm sick. Jordan's frazzled from being looking at computer all day. Tom's got jury duty. We don't really want to be doing this, but
we have to for you.
Yeah, for you, the loyal listener.
It's very early, so apologies for that. Yeah. And Jordan's been in front of a computer
for
days.
Pretty happy to be here, really.
Really? Just to get away from the computer?
Oh, yes. It's a tyrant.
Okay, so we're starting off with... We finished Who Am I? Congratulations to Samuel Choi for guessing the right answer. Amazing work. And we are now starting a new game this
And the
week.
Other people for guessing and assisting.
You're important as well, but Samuel Choi is better than you.
Well, I'm just saying, like, he did guess it, right? Like, he deserves most credit.
Okay.
You also collaborated the entire effort. We really didn't do much. We just condescendingly made fun of them for not pulling their weight, including Samuel Troy.
Well,
he bared the brunt of it.
He took the high road and he won in the end.
And we do need to mention, you know, he had a brief slip up, didn't he? He had a real brief slip up there.
Yeah, don't we all?
Yeah, I know. Look, we didn't want to address it during the time. So, we only just want to say it now that the game's over and done with. Don't do that again, Samuel Troy.
You shook our confidence. Okay, so this week we're doing a new one. It is called Tyranno Spy with My Little Saurus.
And excellent name, Tom. I've got to say, I mean, we are the kings of coming up with ridiculous, stupid names.
That takes the cake.
Yeah. You've reached the core. This is the Earth's core of dumb names.
So, the way this works is, as what you probably have guessed, we play a game of I Spy with My Little Eye, and you guys have to guess what we are spying in the radio studio, which you cannot see.
And... extremely interesting caveat. This is why it's prehistoric in its epicness, because in I Spy with My Little Eyes, we all know from playing a game that, God, it would just be better if there was silence, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's the worst game.
It is the worst, especially in a car. It's terrible.
It has just devolved, hasn't it? It's gone from chess, which is a two-person game. We made 5,000 people play it.
Yeah.
Then we moved to 20 questions, but just got rid of the limit. Made it unlimited questions.
Mm.
We've gone, like, again, just total devolution.
Like, Caverna was one suggestion, which would have been an excellent choice, but it's just, you know, it's just too much work.
It's too hard. Too boring.
It's a great game.
Yeah, for this game, we just have to look at something.
Yeah, when we played it with Jordan, me and Robbie played once, and Robbie just purchased all the wood he could, and it was very annoying.
Very boring game. Very boring game.
Purposefully ignored the rules. Yeah. Well, played by the rules, but purposely lost. So,
don't play that game. It's a shit game. So, but what we got here is Tyranno Spy with My Little Saurus. So, it's basically My Little Eyes, we just mentioned, but we've made a little bit of dinosaur. So, we're going to have a little bit of dinosaur sound effect after we do it. So, we're going to look around the room now, aren't we, guys? And we're going to pick something which we actually... Oh, yeah, we picked it earlier. So, we've got something for you. And actually, this is different to 20, the other one, because we're going to each week have a different thing that we're going to be looking at.
Yeah, so you get one shot at this.
You get one shot...
And
one
you need to, if you get it wrong, we change it up. We keep changing it up. It's like a virus in a computer. You got one chance to get rid
one
of it.
One chance, one opportunity.
If you
want to
end
shot.
This segment, you got one shot.
One shot, one opportunity.
So, what are we looking at?
Oh, I know. Well, we know what we're looking at.
Do you want to say the letter?
Well, you do. We don't. Go.
Well, are we...
Just say it.
Say the letter.
Are we doing... Which one are we doing? You remember...
Okay, I Tyranno Spy with My Little Saurus, something beginning with the letter C.
One shot, one opportunity.
Yeah, we realise that nobody has responded to that, nor can they, for an entire week. So, I think our plan was to just keep playing that on loop until next Monday.
Yeah, we're waiting for the response just then.
Can I just say...
Well...
Look, in relation to a comment we got on a past, on a recent podcast, they sort of mentioned that listening to this, they don't understand why we keep doing it or something, but they love that we do because it's like listening to the string quartet on the Titanic or something.
Yeah, playing
and,
it.
And I have to say, look, if you... I mean, this if this isn't evidence of that, I don't know what is. This segment, you know, we are sinking and sinking fast.
And so enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah, so...
Yes, the Titanic sinking at precisely 7 a.m. in the morning, and they've been up all night since on 3, I guess. Just yeah. looking at Facebook. Now they're, like, dying in icy cold water, but still have to play the fucking trombone.
All right, so next segment, again, Christ. Just, like, continuing on this trend, is something... which, all right, Jordan, Robbie and I all can agree on one thing, which is we hate going to do anything in, like, we hate doing social.
Socializing.
Yeah, which is not like a, some kind of, you know, hipstery, like, oh, I hate going out, like, it's just so lame. It's more of
a... I suppose it is, though.
It's a little bit of that, but it's also a little bit of a, like, a mental disability, I suppose, in that... You know, it's not like we chose this. It's just a it's just a state of mind that we have.
It's the way we are, and we all suffer in varying degrees. Obviously, Robbie's the absolute worst.
Mm.
Tom can do it.
I don't.
I can do it, but I don't enjoy.
You disagree. You think that you're the most social edible out of all of us.
You actually
well,
do.
Well, I am wearing rhinoceroses on my shirt, so
yeah. I reckon I can social. I you know, like we all prefer to stay home, but I mean,
we can all do it.
Yeah. Well, you reckon we're the worst? I reckon you're the worst.
Me.
Yeah. You might be. You have got Stockholm Syndrome a little bit, don't you?
Stockholm Syndrome?
Which is the one where you can't leave the house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's agoraphobia. You're agoraphobic. You don't know. You don't know that it's Stockholm Syndrome.
No, I do. Yeah, I do. Yes, I do.
But you're saying that's when you're, that's when not, you're in love with your captor.
It's what? When you're in love with your captor, and your captor
is your home.
Shots fired. anyway, look, we realize because we, you know, we don't do this a lot, but we realize one question that actually just it fires up any sinking ship scenario.
And
socially.
We've noticed that it's something that we have done and do all the time. Like we kind of know that we're doing it.
It's something that needs to be discussed once, and it needed to be discussed in 2002 at the latest.
Yeah, but we do it. All the time. So, like, we thought it would be just, you know, easy to do it again because we do it so often. So,
exactly.
The question
to give you the insider scoop of how to socialize from three people confirmed hate socializing. Yeah.
The question you should ask if you never know what to talk about is, what Friends character do you reckon you are? So, if you're in a big group of friends, it's really fun to play this because, especially if there's five of you, there's five in Friends.
I think so.
no, there's six.
Is there six?
I've never even watched really? A full episode. I know that.
All right, so we got Phoebe, we got Ross, we got Chandler, we got Joey, we got
Rachel
and Monica.
Or, yeah, that's Alyssa. Oh, Jordan. Yeah, so there's six.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and that girl. Remember that?
Yeah. The Joey's agent that loves Chandler.
That's right.
Yeah. It's been one of the ones where if the person responds to this question, they've kind of lost because you can confirm them that they're like a basic individual.
Yeah, because...
But,
because if their response is, "I've thought about this long and hard,"
yeah, I'm love
definitely
friends.
Chandler.
Yeah, yeah.
You know instantly that it was a massive mistake getting into a conversation with them in the first place.
Yeah.
If, however, they say, "Well, that's a stupid question," you're like, "Well, what a dick! I'm trying to liven the situation." Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't
party,
win.
Man. Like, what do you want here? Yeah. Big chat. Go to uni.
Yeah, but don't you think it's definitely a very popular conversation topic amongst girls, especially who would be like, "No, you're more of a Rachel."
Anyone. We'll get fired up about it. You bring it up. Everybody, there's a little twinkle in everybody's eyes like, oh, shit, yes. Yes. You can see it. You can see it. They want to engage with this shite.
It's so good as well because we don't even know much about Friends.
No, we don't. But we talk about it a lot. So, I don't know.
We're
I guess
it now. Put in the comment section who you think who is.
Yeah.
But we're just going to give you our ideas of who this gang is right here, right? And you also give yourself a picture and then put on the side... the Friends character that you think you are in the same pic. So we can just judge purely by your expression. And on top of that, just write very briefly in haphazard fashion. Please make it haphazard. What, like, just a few of your character traits of what you share with that character. Yeah. So, if you're Chandler, I'm always the witty one. I'm always saying things that goes way above everybody's head. I mean, if I had just one onomatopoeia for my entire life, it'd be zoom with the hand gesture going over the top of my head.
Yeah, keep it 25 words or less and nice and tight, please.
So, Tom, who are you?
I'm a Ross, I think. Because I like science, I'm, you know, awkward with the ladies, that kind of...
You've got a girlfriend.
Yeah, I know, but, like...
A permanent girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah, but so does Ross, right? He's like always in relationships.
Permanent as your house, I guess.
Yeah, but Ross is, you know, he's only about relationships, so...
Yeah, but he fails, right? Like, that's the thing.
True, okay,
Not much. Not much in this.
You're clearly the Chandler.
No, I'm not a Chandler. That is not true.
You must be
that's
a Chandler.
You've just got two dunderheads you've always got to put up with. Mm. You're always saying things like, is anyone else hearing this?
Yeah, is it just me? Yeah, what's his catchphrase?
Could I be any more?
Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
Tom thing. It's
could I be any more living with two dunderheads? No, yeah, I don't think I'm a Chandler. But yeah, sure. What are you, Jordan? What's yours?
Joey.
Oh, God. With your big dick.
Just pushing.
It's an understatement, man. Oh, fucking hell.
Man, I looked at my cod dog, so I have to get the largest one.
All right. Okay. Let's go past that.
As if Joey wouldn't be always bragging about how massive his schlong is.
Well,
you know Ross and the bloody Chandler...
Don't like to talk about that.
No, they're above that.
Well, that confirms us more as a Chandler or Ross. So, what about you, Robbie? What are you?
Yeah, I reckon I was... I thought I was maybe a Chandler. You know, yeah. Sort of...
But the funny one in the group.
Yeah, just, like, being funny, being, like, sort of nice and funny. And
it is the worst, the absolute pits to suggest that you're Chandler.
Because you can't say it because you can't be like, well, I'm the funny one in the group. Because no one can say that.
Yeah, well, you know, I just sort of, like, can I be any more? You know, he says that
could
stuff.
Could I be any more funny?
Could I be any more funny? That sort of stuff. You know.
Yeah.
No.
I think you're more of a Monica.
That is so damning.
Yeah, that she's is the worst.
So damning.
Why do you think
there's no this? Winning in that? Why do I think that?
What is Monica anyway? She's very just angry.
Well, yeah, she's angry. So that's one thing which Robbie has in common with Monica. She is very
no, he
know,
does.
Has
you
to be organized, has to be sure you know what's happening a lot of the time, like that kind of thing.
True.
Jesus Christ.
Like a Monica pedantic, slash Phoebe, I think.
Vicious Phoebe. Every time the mic is off, Robbie's pretty much just either swearing at computers or swearing at us. you're Monica.
Fuck.
Yeah, I wouldn't take it to heart too much, though. It's just a fun little socializing game.
Yeah, and it's all a bit of an act. We've done this conversation like 20 times.
Yeah, we've said the exact thing that you're doing
this
20
still,
times.
It's all scripted.
Act is... I wouldn't say that.
Is it an act?
I'm very passionate in this conversation still. So engaged.
Oh.
I'm still running it through my head now going, no, Tom, you're not Chandler.
Well, that's why it works so well. Because it's so lame, but you can get behind it.
Well, maybe I'm Ross then.
I don't know.
Maybe. Well, you know...
Yeah.
He's just going through life, isn't he?
Maybe like the Paul Rudd character that comes in later on. Okay, let's move along. So now I've got a question which I have, all right, do you guys think the last, you know, year that we've been here at FBI...
Mm. What a time it's been. Going?
Oh, yeah, so thank you, FBI, once again, which we haven't done in a long time for the studio. Yeah.
And that'll be the last time for a very long time as well. Even though we know that some of the directors do listen to this podcast specifically to see if we're thanking it or not. And it does weigh on my mind.
Yeah.
I do think about it sometimes in the middle of podcasting. I still say nothing.
We're just such mainstays in this studio now. So it's just, you know, we're part of the furniture. So
they can't get rid of us. They can't get rid of us, can they?
So my question is...
We truly are a bad smell.
The way to get to the bathrooms in this studio is you need to walk out of the kitchen through kind of some strange garage and then in through another door, which I'm pretty sure the toilets don't even belong to the studio. They're just part of like another building entirely.
Yeah, it is like when your office toilet breaks down and for 6 months you just keep going to the BP petrol station saying the Sabre Ted D over and over again, pretending that you're going to buy a bag of chips. Maybe this will be the day. Nah, you're still just going to do a shit and walk out.
Yeah, so I was there's three toilets. There's a disabled toilet, a male toilet, and a female toilet. And then there's a whole bunch of toilets up heaps of stairs, which no one wants to use. I've just leaned this entire
year. It is El Dorado of toilets.
Yeah, there
the
are
lost
a lot.
City of toilets.
But there's only three that are like easy access toilets. Do you... Because I've the whole year just whatever one's available, I would just use that. Like, if it's the female toilet, I've been using it all year. And then I noticed, Jordan, that you were like, there was the female toilet was available and you chose to go upstairs anyway. Have you been, like, not using the female toilet?
I use it exclusively.
Just the female toilet?
because they have the toilet paper where it sits is within reach in the female toilet, whereas for some reason in the male toilet, they've got it, like... Up high. You have to reach up to grab it.
I found that.
I'm not about reaching for toilet paper.
Because usually, like, if you're at anywhere else, you would use the male toilets. And for some reason, I feel as though, it wasn't even a thought. Like, if the disabled toilet is available, I'm using it. Female toilet, I'm using it.
I'm using it. Exactly. Yeah.
So, why aren't you using it? Is my question. Why aren't you using the female toilet in this building?
Good question.
How did this happen?
What do you mean?
Why am I the only one?
Yeah, well, I know, like, that's the interesting
toilet
part.
That is supposed to be specifically for the other gender.
Is it because FBI is such a hipster place that gender has become irrelevant?
Or is it that both you guys are just too fucking lazy?
Yeah, that's also a possibility.
I mean, everything's technically possible on a scientific level, but no, it's not plausible. Says the guy that the only thing that motivates Tom, especially in the morning, is a bacon and egg sandwich. Yeah, and until like that, he just won't engage in conversation, really. Everything's very haphazard. And then as soon as he gets the smell of burning pig, then he's just like, okay, we'll just do that later.
Can I just ask, actually, what sauce do you get in that?
Barbecue sauce.
And have you ever tried...
Tomato?
I know this is food chat and whatever, but I'm actually interested. Why haven't you... I usually get the Benedict one with the... Yeah, have you ever tried
it? I just don't like the thought of spinach in my bacon egg roll.
Oh, okay.
You know? I like spinach, but yeah, bacon egg roll with barbecue sauce. Anyway.
Interesting. Yeah, so what, you don't use it because, like, you respect the rules, do you, of the gender?
I don't know why both of you are looking at me just being like, this is really weird.
Yeah, I know. We should be the weird ones, but I don't think I've even... Like, I don't even know if I noticed it was a female toilet until, like, only a few months ago. Like, it was just such a natural thing for me to just walk
into
anyone.
Yeah, but that's still a few months of you wandering into a toilet that you're not supposed to be in.
No, I'm taking a stand. Yeah. I'm taking a stand against where the toilet paper is placed. Honestly, it's unequal, and I feel right. Taking the throne.
Yeah, because I remember the other week I left the female toilet after doing, like, you know, a pretty bad poo, and there was a girl waiting out the front of it. And then, like,
did she give you
and
a
then
look?
It kind of just hit home that what I've been doing for like a year is just like making a mess in the female toilets.
But it's too much of a habit.
And may I say, it
too
is much a mess.
Of, it's too ingrained. It's too part of your, like, Plato's cave.
Yeah.
You
I'm
can't
not
see
stop.
A reality where Tom doesn't do nasty shit in the female toilets at FBI.
It is a mess, may I say. You know, we've mentioned before, but your skid mark glory is something to behold.
Enchilada Tuesday night is every night.
It's these bacon and egg rolls.
It's amazing.
It is a terrible
diet.
Why
are you so good at skidding?
I don't know. It's a strange skill, but one I possess.
And why does shit always come up around you?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I brought up a toilet-related question.
You're just so obsessed with it, aren't you?
Well, that is interesting to me, though.
Love the...
I am genuinely interested in your toilet usage.
And you're also embarrassed by your own brand.
I'm not embarrassed.
I come into your room, you know, he's got an ensuite. I come in, he's playing games there, you know, essentially naked. and, you know, there's a stench just wafting through. And he's, I don't know why you don't close the door.
It's not embarrassment. It's just annoyance that you come into my room and then get pissed off about the smell coming out of my toilet.
Not pissed
it's
off.
It's not your place to have any opinion on that.
I'm perplexed.
What? It's not his room. It's not his toilet.
How can you sit in that filth?
I don't smell it. I made the smell. It's me.
What do you mean? You can't smell your own shit.
I can smell
come
it.
On.
But, like, you go into the toilet, just take my deodorant, and then you get annoyed at the smell from when you're thieving my shit.
That's not the reason that I smelled it.
Why did you smell it? Did you come in to use my toilet?
No, I was just coming in to... I think he was just saying hello. I was like, Jesus, what is going on here?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird how you always bring it up. You're fascinated with it. You get very defensive, very offended when someone starts talking about how odd your shitting habits are.
Yeah.
In this case as well.
Well,
like, just like when I was in Canberra and I was saying, are you doing a shit? And, like, it's the only time I've ever heard you get raged. Yeah. You're like Gyarados.
Well, of course I was doing a shit. Like,
yes,
I'm in the toilet.
I'm doing
it. Like, why?
What do you think? What do you fucking think?
Tom, there are other people in the toilet. Let's not embarrass ourselves.
It's
yeah?
just such an unfair
question.
Yeah, Robbie's
just like, oh, that stinks.
Well, what do you expect? Fucking expect it's a shit.
I don't understand it your is. Concept of airing your shits out as well.
Like, there's no type of filtration system.
Okay, last year we were living in Randwick. The toilet that we had a window. Admittedly, these toilets do not have a window. But last year, for instance, like, you would happily leave the door open as well as the window to, like, aerate throughout the house and outdoors through the
to
window,
get
right?
the smell out.
No, but yeah, but it doesn't because it went throughout the whole house. It was just
but it's a small price to pay to being like walking into the stinky toilet which you've closed up with the door. The window's tiny. It's
the window's open though. The window's
open. It's so tiny though. Door's massive.
So you're willing to sacrifice the whole house.
Yeah, but it's slightly smelly. Well, the whole if you walked into that
Jesus.
Like
Christ.
I came from the room. I know how bad it is. All right, I can't smell it.
What are your thoughts on incense, Tom? Mine you're burning.
Yeah.
I feel like incense and shit is a bad mix.
Like, just wanted to get your thoughts on record.
I don't know if it always overpowers the smell. I think it kind of combines. Like, it's a... Yeah, I don't know if it works. Anyway, all right, let's move on.
I don't know if it works.
Well, I don't know. I think some of those, like, fresheners
okay, the reason
work.
You don't know it works, though, is because you've never tried it, right?
No. I've tried it in my room. But I don't shit in my room, so I don't know. Like, I haven't tried it in a bathroom. But it feels very, like, stonery, hippie kind of thing to have incense burning in a bathroom while you're shitting.
I do understand
it just
what
seems, like, very up your alley there.
Yeah,
turning
yeah.
shit into, like, a ritual. You're obsessed with it to begin with. You are a stoner hippie.
It is a bit of a ritual, though, I reckon, doing a shit for everybody. And don't deny that. It is a bit.
Don't deny me that. Don't deny me that,
don't
please.
Don't take that from me.
Don't take that from me. I beg of you. Yeah,
no one's denying it. It's just no one's so, like, willing to bring it up.
Mm. All right. I'm obsessed. I'm going to guess. Know. You know, obviously, I don't watch your shit. I don't do that. That's not something I don't. That's not me. I don't ever do that. But like,
yeah.
Look, I need to ask you. When you do these shits, right?
Mm.
I'm assuming you get out your phone. You love technology. You love screens.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Now, look, again, I don't watch you do this, but I'm just...
But what?
What do you look at? What do you check? Well, what's your regular shit check?
Send emails, Reddit, Facebook, you know, whatever's kind of happened at the time. I don't have any games on my phone.
But are you sometimes reading and shitting at the same time? Or have you just shit and then you sit around for 20 minutes like most guys do and read?
No, I don't sit around. It'll be like lately, actually, I've been thinking, like, you know what? Put the phone away. Just, you know, sit there and enjoy the moment.
Get a comic book out. Get a comic book.
Not even reading. Just, like, sit there and just shit.
You know? Let one loose.
Yeah.
Do what comes most naturally to especially Tom. Shit.
Yeah, I think it's something, you know, like, it's a good time for mindfulness and, like, to just, you know, just know what you're doing.
What?
Don't distract yourself on phones and
why
technology.
Why do you really want to savor that moment? Doing a shit. Out of everything in life. You know, you could be looking at a tree. You could be looking at a brilliantly crafted monastery or something. But instead, you just want to really take heed of the moment where you've duked out a skitter.
Well, I feel like it is a time in everyone's day where you don't have to be doing work. You know, like, it's a time you've really allotted yourself to just relax and just take a shit. Just enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, well,
But, yeah, I do send emails sometimes, which isn't...
Yeah, speaking of, I just realised that your girlfriend is a fervent listener of the podcast.
Yeah.
Just talked about shit for, like, 15 minutes, specifically you doing, like, nasty, nasty shit.
Is that, like, a secret in your relationship? Do you not talk about shit?
You've revealed something you didn't need to.
Yeah. So it's like, so a no-go zone.
It's a massive welcome to listening to the podcast finally, baby, after like a year. She did actually just start listening to the podcast.
We're your girlfriend.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, my God. We're like this all the time.
Yeah. Hey, too. Nice to... okay, let's move on. Right. Yeah, we've gone on that too long, haven't we? All right, so caveman.
No. Now it's... Oh. Now it's my meme segment.
Oh, okay.
I'll record like after this.
Okay, so enjoy that, everybody.
Yeah, so this was a new one. It's called... I'm changing the name to just see how it works out. Called Get Woke or Meme Trying. And
that's pretty cool.
First of all, explain woke.
It's, you know, opening up your third eye, getting... being aware, you know, waking up. Like, wait, not being a sheeple. You know?
Use it in a sentence.
Get
woke.
Yeah,
your sentence.
Come on. Yeah, give an example. Kind of like get woke as your example.
Oh, yeah. Man, I really hope that Robbie ends up being a teacher.
Isn't it like awareness? Like get aware, like wake up, like look at yourself.
Yeah, wake up, sheeple, open that third eye, bro. You know.
Let's get woke.
Let's start looking at the real issues in the world. Let's start really thinking.
Is this segment about...
And you know that you're going to start looking at the real issues when somebody starts with a sentence that is... I'm pretty sure not even grammatically correct in the slightest. Get woke. There's nothing grammatically correct about that sentence.
Yeah, no way. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's how like advanced we're getting now in the modern age is like we're sort of, you know...
get to it.
Transcending language.
Transcending language, sort of, you know, changing language.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, so you see this as the peak... Of linguistics.
Not peak, it's just on the forefront currently. You know, there will be another one coming along.
Yeah, Shakespeare, memes, that kind of...
Yeah, well, specifically, this is a play on the 50 cents thing, Get Rich or Die Trying.
That would be great if that starts getting taught in future classes. Shakespeare, J.K. Rowling, memes.
J.K. Rowling.
And specific, not none of her Harry Potter books, just that one that she wrote that's a murder mystery that everyone was going, it's good.
Oh, that's self-help.
It's just, it's not Harry Potter. Care of Magical Beasts. That's the book.
No, there was another one, wasn't there? Oh.
She did a self-help, like, enrichment book, which was like, I don't know. I saw it in the library the other day. I can't remember what it...
When did you write that? I didn't know about this.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just shocked in the library at in the city that there's this like huge section all on self-help. And I was looking everywhere and there was nothing on philosophy anywhere because I was looking for philosophy books. And it was just... I was just like so pissed off that there was like three full shelves of just all like self-help and nothing on philosophy. Later, I found that there actually was a fair bit on philosophy. But at the time, I was pretty pissed off.
Was this at that cornucopia bookstore? Store where it's a very odd mix of really highbrow modern books and Japanese cutesy girl magazines.
Yeah, that's the place. Yeah, like that huge like bookstore that's kind of above.
Yes, that also sells magic sand.
Really?
Yes.
What's magic sand?
It's just like a very highbrow Golo.
Is magic sand where you add water and it changes colour?
No, I think magic sand is the stuff that, like, it feels wet if you're soft with it, and then it feels firm if you're firm with it.
You take it out.
Right.
No sand on your hand.
Oh, and
magic.
That as well.
That's magical. Yeah, that's cool.
Also, I guess, do you guys feel sorry at all for J.K. Rowling in that instance? You know, she put out that book, and people would be like, yeah, I don't know. Do you feel like...
It's hard to feel sorry for her, but, yeah, I can see.
A little bit of tortured artist there, surely, because she's like, I want to do other stuff, you know? I'm not just about the Harry Potter. You know, I've got other stuff to offer them.
Yeah,
out of whoever played Ron, Harry and Hermione in the movies and J.K. Rowling, you've got to feel sorry for J.K. Rowling the most, purely because what are the other three offering?
Yeah. Well, Daniel Radcliffe's tried very hard to get away from it, but he can't. It will never happen. He's set in stone, that man.
Emma Watson's doing the whole feminist
thing. She's done well, actually. She's left it, I reckon. basically.
She's doing uni.
Yeah. You know, her details were found in the Panama Papers, Emma Stone's.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that pretentious, equestrian-riding, chip-headed moron...
Oh, my God.
But, like, yeah, and her people...
You are going to make some powerful enemies with that.
Specifically, Emma Watson.
Yeah, but her people came out saying it wasn't for tax evasion purposes. It was purely for privacy because, you know, people like Emma Watson, people want to break into their shit. And then
now, shut up, Emma. You avoided tax and you sit there lecturing us about how the world should be run.
Yeah, fuck off.
On top of that, you were the shittest actor in all of Harry Potter, which is a stretch, which is, like... That's a huge stretch to be that fucking awful.
Worse than Ron?
Ron was great.
I don't think it was that good.
He was in the Farty Pants movie. You'd love that, Tom. That's
yeah, did you see that one?
No, I didn't.
What's
see
it
the
called?
Farty Pants movie.
That was like his first film post the Harry Potter success. Yeah.
It was so good because it was at the absolute peak. Remember that old show on Channel 9 that was the Sunday program that was their high-end news bulletin where it'd just be, you know, Laurie Oakes having an in-depth discussion with the Prime Minister for half an hour. It'd be that kind of a show. And then there was this, like, very... The highest critic before Margaret and David, he used to be on the Today Show.
Right.
And because Harry Potter was so massive, he was forced to review Farty Pants.
Did he give it a terrible review?
He was, like, trying to be so kind to it.
Right, yeah.
And you could tell that he was... interested.
As if Cho Chang wasn't the worst actor.
Who is that?
What was wrong with Cho?
She the girl.
I reckon she was the worst actor.
What, just because she was slightly cockeyed?
What was that accent as well? Was she Scottish?
Yes.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Was she supposed to be in the books? I don't think so. But I do remember that she was supposed to be hot. And as someone who has a fetish, an absolute fetish for Asians.
Oh, too.
Yeah. So I'm like an Asian chick connoisseur, right? She was ugly.
Oh, really? Yeah,
Man, I didn't think she was hot at all. And if you do think that she was hot, put in the comment section a picture of her modern day as I'd imagine now she's, what, 36?
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she must be getting there as well. Can you tell? Could you be thinking, like, I guess you can tell, obviously.
What?
Like, whether Cho Chang, like, what do you think? Is she a hot girl or not?
I haven't seen it that recently. All I remember with her was just, this is a terrible actress. I don't know how she got this.
Yeah.
This is not a good actress.
You know who I did like? That really, like, the white blonde one? Like, the very blonde one?
Oh, yes.
Whatever.
Luna
Lovegood. Yeah, I thought she was all right. But she had a very quirky...
She's like the Phoebe of the...
Yeah.
She was
the
Phoebe of the Harry Potter.
Like, it's very... The character...
Who was the Chandler of Harry Potter?
Who was the Chandler? Neville Longbottom.
Come on. Yeah. He's always above him. Yeah.
What about the Weasley brothers?
Yeah, they'd have to...
Twins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, that's what you need. You need two of them to make one Chandler. I mean, Chandler's in a league of his own, isn't he?
Is that good?
That is the best way of progressing that question, by the way.
Like Joey, Crabbe and Goyle, again.
Yeah.
You just can't match them. You need two.
Yeah.
What Friends character are you? What Friends characters do you think the Harry Potter crew are? Yeah. That's
Monica's clearly Professor McGonagall.
It's joining. It's such a combo of two great social chats. Harry Potter, Friends.
Did you read them?
Yeah.
Did you see the movies?
Which is better? Yeah. Okay.
And then after that... also, just go into the Big Bang Theory and then just go with those characters. Yeah, which one are they? Which one's their friend? Which Harry Potter character are the Big Bang Theory ones?
Anyway, now, yeah, so here's my, yeah, here it is. Get woke or meme trying.
Hello and welcome to Get Woke or Meme Trying, formerly known as I Can't Believe It Is Art, with me, your host, Robbie. And this week, I have longtime listener and Camp Scout leader, Samuel Troy.
Pleasure as always, Robbie. Nice to have a chat with you and discuss some memes.
Thanks so much, Samuel Troy. Listen, look, I suppose I should probably start with a congratulations on the Who Am I game.
Oh, yes, thank you very much. Yes, it actually that took me a long time to guess that one. Plenty of weeks of research and discussion within the group of who it could possibly be. Well, it was a bit dodgy at I started the first couple of weeks, it was a bit of a slow start, and I did vent my aggression there, and, you know, I feel like it was rightly so, but, you know, everyone pulled it back together, and, yeah, great guest last week, and Gwyneth Paltrow it was.
And you did come back, which I think is applaudable, and I really would like to, again, say congratulations for your return to form and a good win.
Yes, look, like, while I appreciate you congratulating me, I do have to say the I think it did start from the management of the game, to be honest, at the start. I thought, in my opinion, it was pretty poorly organised, and I single-handedly brought it back for everyone and made it one of the most popular segments of the pod.
Exactly. Look, Samuel Troy, I suppose we should probably start this conversation by understanding where it is that you come from in terms of your meme background, your internet background, where your sensibilities lie, and what we can learn from you today.
I think I was like just any other teenager on the internet, you know, started memes in probably the early this decade. Just saw, you know, started with the basic ones, and then over time you go into the more specialized ones. Like, as I said last week, as Tyson mentioned, Simpson shitpost is one of my personal favorites. Other stuff like shit memes and all those kind of ones where they more so poke fun at mainstream memes. That really gets me. That's one of my personal favorites, yeah.
Sure, sure. I suppose I should probably ask, are you a fan of The Simpsons? Is The Simpsons a big part of your life? Is that hence the reason for Simpsons shitposting being a particular favorite?
Yes. It's, I've always been a diehard Simpsons fan from the 90s, and it's a big part of my childhood. And, you know, what they do with these shitposting is they focus more on the golden era of The Simpsons, you know, from the 90s through to the early 2000s, and they really emphasize on that and bring all that stuff back, bring back little things that maybe weren't funny at the time, but now they've actually exploited it and made it to be one very comical meme.
I was talking to Tom recently about the group, and he was very perplexed as to the direction and reasoning for a lot of the posting there. He was finding it difficult to understand if they actually appreciate certain aspects, or whether it's just an absolute horror show of just lowlifes. You know, if it's truly just shit posting, or if there's more to it than that, basically.
Yeah, well, I think that's the thing we've got to remember here. This isn't a meme page. There is a clear difference between a meme and a shit post. A meme will have context and is intended, you know, to be funny, like for a singular purpose. In terms of shit posting, and in particular Simpsons shit posting, there'll be very low life, really dodgy stuff. And then what they do is, because the group is over almost 100,000 members strong, so what people do is they'll keep repeating the particular meme, and they'll just keep doing it and then modifying it just slightly. Then slowly and slowly we'll get some traction going, and then it will turn into something quite hilarious. So you've got to be a part of the group and like actually have a vested interest and check daily to actually understand what's going on, really.
I initially found it sort of novel, but I'm getting tired of the steamed hams shit. I'm getting tired of, you know, I'm basically getting tired of it. Is that the correct response?
No, I do agree with you. I mean, some of the stuff that has come from Simpsons shitposting has gone mainstream and it has gone viral. Like, for example, the steamed hams memes, the lemon memes, they've actually come quite popular over the last few months. They have actually started to die down. There's a few coming up, like Mr. Burns saying yes in his sitcom. Yeah, there's many others. There's a big one about like Bruno Mars. Like, there's a particular video that Poop Steve did a few years ago where he landed on a ladder, and now they've kind of taken off that and added the song Treasure by Bruno Mars into just regular little things from The Simpsons. It's actually quite hilarious.
It's funny you should mention that Bruno Mars song, because that truly is one of my favourite little video memes, I reckon. There was one that I saw maybe a few months back where, you know, completely unrelated to The Simpsons, but it just had the, you know, dim, 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 and then it had a chicken getting blasted by a shotgun.
Yes, I have seen that one. Yes, that is.
Yes. One of my favorites. It made me laugh so hard. I could not believe it.
I mean, see, that's the thing. You take just that singular frame, that framework of the of Treasure by Bruno Mars, and it just works for anything really. Anything that will have a big like a reaction, you know, it's just going to work regardless. And then that finish at the end with the song just kind of just mellows it out and just comes together really nicely.
Look, I should probably bring up, I received an image recently on Instagram. I think you're aware of this. Do you want to explain yourself?
I'm not sure what you're talking about here.
So I think you are aware of it. And okay. I think your place as Camp Scout leader is looking quite grim, to be honest. I received a picture. I can't believe you're playing dumb with this, actually. Look, I received a picture. It was of you in aviators and somebody else also in aviators. Samuel Troy, would you like to explain yourself, please?
Serious? We have to discuss this?
This is an absolute stitch-up, Samuel Troy. I got you on here to talk about Simpsons shitposting. Not true. Samuel Troy, I've stitched you up, mate. Tell me about that shit.
So is this about Tuesday?
This is about, okay, for anybody listening, I've got a girlfriend, right? We've been going out probably, you know, 1.5 weeks maybe. As soon as we started going out, I was over the moon. You know, she's a lovely girl. You know, I told my mom, I said, look, I've got a girlfriend. And she goes, oh my God, Robbie, that is so amazing. I told my sister, she goes, oh my God, that is so amazing. You know, I've messaged all my friends. I've said, look, this is my girlfriend. You know, we've been talking for a little bit, going out now a week and a half. I think it's fantastic. And then I received this image. Okay. It's of you and my f-ing girlfriend. Okay, of 1.5 weeks, and it says, you know, it's Samuel Troy here, aka Mr. Steal Your Girl, and I'm just wondering what the fuck that's about.
Fuck, mate. You are having a laugh, aren't you? This is ridiculous. You never even met the girl before, all right?
I have indeed. Yes, we have. We messaged.
I know for a fact she lives in Victoria. Actually, you know what? I thought this would happen. I thought you'd bring this up. So you know what? I've stitched you up back. Effie, are you there?
Hi, Sam.
Oh, is this my ex-girlfriend?
Hi, Robbie.
We've been messaging for like 2 weeks, and I've told my mum, I told my sister, I told everybody I know.
I know you've told them. You told me that you told them. You're coming on too strong, Robbie. I'm sorry.
We've been messaging. This is how it works. People message and then they go out.
She's your girlfriend, mate.
It's just been a bit much. Too much, you know? I mean, you send me selfies. I don't know. I was unsolicited selfies at the start.
Oh, my God. That's how it works. That's what it means when you're in a relationship. You send pictures.
I didn't send any pictures, Robbie. I sent screenshots. I sent pictures of memes. I didn't send pictures of myself, Robbie.
No, look, I'm breaking up with you. I'm breaking up with you.
You're breaking up with me. We weren't dating.
Right? Yeah, well, whatever. Whatever, bitch. I'm breaking up.
No. Samuel Troy is a golden dragon, okay? I just don't know how you can expect to you don't even watch The Simpsons. You don't even watch The Simpsons. How could you keep up?
Ugh. What the fuck do you have to say for yourself?
You mean me or you mean Sam?
Oh, I don't give a shit.
Suck eggs, mate, to be honest.
I don't give a shit.
One and a half weeks on Instagram just chatting, you think that's enough to... Did you even ask her out or did you just assume?
He didn't. He didn't ask me out.
Well,
you got to ask people first.
No, but you...
Before you tell your mum...
Yeah, that's fucked, man. You tell your mum that shit,
come on. She's a sweet lady. She's going to be disappointed now.
I understand if you're just trying to make her happy, but come on. You can't lie to your mother like that.
Yeah, you disappointed your own mother yourself, Robbie.
I didn't do shit. This is your fault.
Sam, what are we doing?
Yeah, what do you want to do? Do you want to hang out this weekend? You can come to my place and
I'm not broadcasting this shit. You can go do whatever the fuck you want with this harpy bitch, Samuel Troy. I don't give a shit, dude.
Guess what? You're not invited, man.
Yeah, well, guess what? I live in fucking New South Wales, dude. I live in Sydney, the land of dreams. And you guys live in Victoria, land of the fucking losers, guys.
The dirtiest kind of insult.
Yeah, so best of luck with your lives in Shitsville, Victoria, bullshit land. You know, what do you got there? You haven't got shit.
Sydney's a dump, mate. When I went there for the pod, it was disgusting.
I welcomed you into my home with open arms, Samuel Troy.
Buddy, you had me sleep on the floor. You didn't even let me sleep on the couch. But what's all that about?
Sam told me you didn't sleep by when you left.
It turns out you should let sleeping dogs lie, huh?
You're calling me the dog. Rightio, mate.
Yeah, it turns out that you should let sleeping dogs lie. And
you
I reckon
never had a chance with her in the first place.
I'm ending this here. This is out. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Just,
you know, so... Alright, this is... No, you fuck off. Alright, this is... No.
Look, I'm sorry, Robbie.
Just end this shit. Just end this shit.
Alright, so this is... what was it called? What's the segment called?
Who gives a shit?
Get Woke or Meme Trying with Robbie, your host, and a couple of fucking losers this week. But next week, we're going to have some real quality chat. I'm going to be interviewing the stars. We're going to have some actual real content next week. So look forward to that.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks for nothing, Samuel Troy. And
off.
And bye-bye to who gives a shit. Bye-bye. And now it's time for day 4 of the Catfish Man's Tale. A deranged man from 4chan. Day 4. By now you know most of my diabolical plans involve bitches spending money on dates that will never happen. A little gender payback. This one is by far the most petty. Arranged to meet a girl from literally 2 cities away. About a 3-hour drive. Say we'll meet in the middle to save gas expenses and to be fair. She agrees. I stay at home and watch The Wire. She spends an hour and a half driving to some Starbucks. She texts me an hour after the date. Hi, are you still coming? I'm waiting here, smiley face. My response. You just spent like $15 on gas. Ha 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 ha. Bitch, I'm 8 and have a 10-inch dick. She called my phone 12 times. Threatened to call the cops. I begged her not to over texts. She only agreed if I met with her and my parents so they could punish me. Agreed. She said to give me my address. Agree. Tell her to come by tomorrow. She drives another 3 hours the next day to pay her revenge. Laugh at her when she figures out I gave her the address to the Arby's. And so concludes day 4 of the Catfish Man's Tale.
And we're back. Hope you enjoyed that. Now we've got Caveman Wedding. So this is, we wrote a little script last time with a little bit of sound effects. And we're just invoking theater of the mind. And so I think the people voted that begrudgingly marry George. Or so we're just going to now do a little bit of
George improv. Played by me. And in a cruel turn of events, even though this is completely impromptu, the old other character, Tom, played by Tom, has to marry them both.
Okay, so scene. Let's begin. Is there any music for this?
I'll do it after.
Okay.
No, you won't.
Yeah. All right. You know I will. You know I will. And you listened to it. You heard it.
Okay, you ready? Do you begrudgingly take Georgia to be your wife?
I'm a little nervous, but I guess.
Yes! Say yes, begrudgingly.
Yes?
Hey.
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Kiss me.
Get off me. Get off me, please. Let's kiss later, please.
Okay. quite a sophisticated caveman, and yep, no hair dragging into a cave for you, but googly. I kissed your hand, because I'm a gentleman.
Okay, let's
learn
kiss
from
now.
George, your kid, okay.
We're married.
And scene. There it is, guys. The Caveman Wedding.
This is such a cop-out to anyone who kept demanding in the last comment section that we make finish the cliffhanger conclusion to whatever the hell that was.
They lived happily ever after. They got married. I became a wedding
planner,
organizer, caterer, and yeah, we all.
I stay at home. I'm a stay at home cave woman.
That was the audio version of when a movie finishes, and then it just freeze frames on each character and goes. Thomas is now working in a bar.
Yeah.
Sandy went on to graduate and is a law student.
Yeah, Begrugly died of some kind of smallpox.
Okay, so that's what happened to Begrugly. What happened to George or Tom?
Yeah, what happened to us? I became a wedding
Tom grew a tail. He devolved into a monkey. And George or got hit by a comet, thus saving the world.
Yeah, and stopping the extinction of the dinosaurs that walked with man.
All right,
and
now.
That's why we can appreciate that they still walk with us today. Thanks, Giorgio.
Yeah.
And there we go. That was the end to that trailblazing segment. Now we're going to be talking about the politics of the world. Lots of stuff been happening, okay? Trump, he's now the leader of America. We've also got, you know, Malcolm Turnbull. He's got some double dissolution shit that he's throwing around. I don't know what that's about. But, Jordan, what do you reckon?
Of the double disillusion or Trump? Or should we just mishmash it all together?
All this shit, all this politics shit that's going on.
Someone asked me what a double disillusion election is, and that might be worth talking about.
Good way to start. Good way to start, yes.
Yeah.
Especially if this was the feed on SBS2. Sounds like the exact kind of thing.
I feel like there is an audience here that do want to actually have a little bit of that, like hear this. So, let's, so yeah, a double disillusion election is when a bill is being attempted to be passed, but it can't be passed due to kind of an uneven
obstructionist
government.
Obstructionist parliamentarians.
Yeah, so they have no choice but to... It forces an election, essentially, where... The idea is they reshuffle, like everyone votes and we do an election instead of usually only about like half of the kind of elected individuals will be up for re-election due to like the length of their terms. But
not accurate at all. But
what is it?
Okay.
Half of the senators?
Yes.
Yeah. And then you'll have... so, but in the case of double disillusion, they're all up for re-election because like, that's what it is. And then when they... come back, they then reattempt to do the bill that wouldn't pass, and hopefully it passes. And it probably would.
Is that the end of politics of the world?
That's it.
Have we done it all?
Well, no, that's what double disillusion election is.
Also, I think we can finish it and completely wrap this up if we just say, I can't believe Trump got in.
Yeah, he got the Republic. Well, he hasn't officially got it, has he? Everyone's pulled out, so he's got it.
Yeah, he's got it.
Yeah.
He's in.
Yeah.
Can't believe it. Yeah. I mean, he's just got some crazy... You know, he's got... What is he talking about? The wall. He's got all these crazy...
What's this wall?
And he's got the wall. He says one thing, then he says another. Right. This guy... Look, he's got to realize the world's not a reality TV show, right?
Yeah.
So is the voting public of America. They got to realize something.
People need to wake up and know that he's two words. Loose cannon.
Yeah, get woke.
Get woke.
There you go. That's in a sentence.
But my neighbor... who I always ask for life advice, constantly.
Mm.
The wisest man I know.
Wasn't he supporting Kasich?
Yes. Excellent way to cut him down at the knees after.
Was he really wise, Jordan? Yeah.
So, anyway, that guy, he thinks Trump is the most intelligent man to ever grace politics.
And really?
I said, yes. And I said, why? And he said, because Geraldo, the journalist that used to have the show Geraldo, which was the predecessor to Jerry Springer, he was the absolute filth of journalism, a real trailblazer. Mark D. Stefano really tries to look up to this guy, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Australia's Geraldo Riviera, if he had a profile and anyone knew who the fuck he was, because he's a nothing.
All right,
fucking
all right.
Nothing.
Mark, you're a fucking loser, dude.
Come on.
Everyone hates you here. Stop listening and watching our shows. We know that you're a fan. Fuck off.
No, Mark.
Come on.
You're all right.
Show your true colours, Mark. We all reckon this Mark...
Either say Mark, or else I'll give you a double nipple cripple a la Leighton Hewitt.
You're a loser, Mark.
Your choice, Tom.
It wasn't even Leighton Hewitt. All right, he's a loser. Oh, he's doing it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so what did he
anyway,
say?
Anyway, that Geraldo, the Mark D. Stefano, the 6-year-old Mexican. Yeah, something that actually does fucking right. service to society, you BuzzFeed fucking vulture.
It just...
You're a piece of shit, Mark. Get a job.
It takes like one little inkling from Robbie to just set Jordan off. What about Geraldo, please?
Yeah. So America's Mark D. Stefano, right? Anyway. Anyway. This cunt.
What?
Is true.
I can't believe this.
Come on, say something about him. Tom.
Is Trump okay? That's Trump's best friend, right?
It's Geraldo.
God, this is such a anticlimax. This piece of information. Okay, that is Trump's best friend, the guy with a twiddly moustache that's on Fox News at large. I think. Yeah. On the weekends.
Why does that make him the most intelligent man to grace politics?
Because Geraldo, that trash journalist, he reckons that Trump is the most intelligent man in the world. So my neighbour, this guy who I've just been looking up to for my entire childhood, every time I've got a problem, I just knock on his door and go, Peter, can we talk? That kind of a relationship. But then all of a sudden, he's like, no, he's the most intelligent man ever. And I say, well, what about when he says, like, I have the best vocabulary, I have the best words. He says, no, it's just an act. Come on.
Mm.
This is what I really want to discuss with you guys. If we're going to do the whole Trump thing, which we do every day of our lives because he's replaced the weather, which is incredible. A single man has replaced the entire climate.
Yeah, if he is not God, who is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that guy. What do you reckon? Is he actually smart or not? I can't figure it out anymore because it's completely warped my perception of him ever since that guy said it.
I think he must be smart enough. Like, I don't think I could do what he's doing. Like,
he's smarter than Mark D. Stefano, that's for sure.
We know that.
That piece of shit.
Yeah, but I mean, even a fucking worm. You know, worms are smarter than Mark.
Yeah, like, I guess he's smart. Like, I don't think he's president smart, but...
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you think he is smart then? What kind of smart is he? The best possible job.
Like reality TV host smart. Like the guy that hosts
Survivor, you think he's as smart as that?
Or the guy who hosts The Apprentice, whoever that is. Yeah, it's like that. It's just he fits what he does well, but like not what he's about to do.
You're fired.
That's not really smart to be a reality star.
No.
Snooki's a reality star.
I think that there is some intelligence. It's kind of like how we're always talking about how dumb Kanye West is. I think there is, unless you've got like just amazing PR, like there's some intelligence, I think, in getting to the point where you've kind of leveraged everyone around you to like turn you into this like global entity. Like he's a phenomenon. Like the word Trump is got its own, like he has defined the word Trump, you know, like it's a brand. He owns a word. Like you have to have something going to get that, but
it doesn't seem that intelligent though. Barack Obama raising his way up from a one room house in Hawaii to become president of the United States, hauling his way through Harvard on scholarships,
as
opposed to a guy who made a word copyrighted.
Yeah, it's all relative, but you know, it's kind of like if he's asked about like foreign policy or like what he's going to do about Putin or something like that, you can't expect too much from Trump. But I think on the, you know, he's able to do some things. But yeah, he shouldn't be.
What?
Like, he's what smart he enough. Say? He's not smart enough to be president, is what I'm saying.
How smart do you think he is in terms of the government ranking? Where do you think he should be positioned due to his smarts?
Maybe mayor, like a governor? Deputy mayor or something like that. I don't even know if that's a role. Can you be deputy mayor?
Yeah, I've met them. There's some dumb motherfuckers that are deputy mayors.
I reckon that fits. You know, maybe mayor. But still, that's a job, you know. That's a job.
Do you think that, Robbie? Because you were listening to... Who's the guy that does Grimsby again?
Sasha.
Yeah, that his American most famous role / movie ever, Grimsby.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was saying that Trump... I love this story. He was about to interview him as Ali G. And he had to endure 20 minutes of Trump in the other room just yelling... He doesn't know if he was yelling at a phone that was disconnected or if he was actually talking to the mayor's assistant going, "Get me the mayor. I don't care. You know who this is. This is Donald J. Trump. I want to talk to the mayor."
Yeah, made him wait in the other room.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, that shows how it kind of could be an act, right?
Huh?
That shows how he could just be doing this huge act of, like, it is all an act. Like, him on The Apprentice is just stupid, right? Like, he's a stereotype.
But there's a limit. There's a limit to the intellect, of course. You know, the same with Kanye. I don't think they're geniuses.
No, I think there is a slight difference though, because you hear that thing about, you know, if Trump was just to put all his money that he inherited into the bank, he'd be a more wealthy man than he currently is now.
Yeah,
just built based off the interest. But I think he has done.
My neighbor got so offended when I brought that up. Mm. He was saying, "No, he's not. No, he's not. He started off with $1 million." Start off with $1 million, he's worth $10 billion. You do it, mate. You turn that into $10 billion. I'll give you $1 million right now. And I was so scared that even though I was being offered $1 million, and I'm pretty sure he would have $1 million to throw around, I was going, "Oh, no, that's all right. I'm an idiot. I'm too stupid. I'll fuck it up. I'm sorry, Peter."
I actually don't know how that could be true, that stat. But, you know, maybe it is. Someone's probably done the maths on it. But anyway, the point is, I think he has become, even though, you know, he inherited a lot, it's not like Obama story. I think he has just the, we know about him, we're talking about him. So I think there's something, and he's not just like Kanye where he is just a celebrity. He, you know, is a businessman to a point, even though, you know, he's bankrupt.
Kanye's a businessman. His business model is asking other billionaires for literally $1 billion.
Yeah. So are you more sad or excited at the prospect of him being president?
Excited at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's not a good word for a president, I don't think.
Excited. If he won on November 4th, so excited.
You can't not be.
I know. Yeah.
This is like groundbreaking. Like, it hasn't happened since World War II. Like, when, for a non politician to be running for president at this level, it's, yeah, unheard of.
Yeah, but a non politician doesn't really justify the level of this. Yeah. This is a fucking walking clown.
Yeah.
A extremely confident Robbie running for president of the United States. Yeah. It is insanity.
And he could do it. Probably not, but we'll see. All right. Do you reckon he could do it? I remember on a past like, pod, you said it's impossible. Saying, huh? On a past pod, you said it's impossible for a Republican to win. So, do you still stand by that?
Yes, but I still stand by it's impossible. But I still want him to go ahead in the polls, because much like what Bill Burr was saying about it, it is going to be the most entertaining debate, because Hillary Clinton has just the absolute worst skeletons in her closet. Trump is not going to be like Bernie Sanders, and every time she attacks him on gun laws and stuff, he goes, "No, that's not what I think." Trump is just going to go at the throttle.
Yeah.
Just, you harbored the Monica Lewinsky scandal. You claimed that you've been in like a shooting scenario. Like, you get like. I think it's $5,000 a second from the Lehman Brothers to do a fucking speech. All these things are going to be really honed in.
By the master.
Yeah, by the master of tooling.
Trump. Yeah. What will be his alliteration for Hillary? What is it? Like Lion Ted. Be like...
I can't remember what she's got as well.
Hateful Hillary or something.
Crooked Hillary. I think that's what he's calling.
What's this one for Bernie?
No, he just goes, "Bernie's done, man. Bernie's done."
Yeah. I like Bernie.
Yeah, yeah. I like him. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you see those Black Lives Matter protesters come up and they say, "I want to say something into the mic." And he goes, "Okay." And walks back. That's not a leader, folks. It wouldn't happen to me.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. That's true.
But I think he just mimed like popping him in the face.
Yeah, but we were saying before as well, though, that... Yeah, like, I was reading an article by the New York Times, so I guess it's a bit biased. But, yeah, that saying how Trump doesn't also know what he's in for. Like, that he's, like, under the impression that he's just, like, rocking it, which he is. But he has no idea, like, the amount of weight behind, like, the Democratic Party, apparently. So
the amount of weight behind the Democratic Party,
as in it's not nearly as simple as, like, a primary run, like, when it gets to the general election. Like, he will be in for a
wild ride.
Yeah, yeah, more than he probably expects.
The political ride of his life, because he's held no office, just went straight to president.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love it when he said, I'm just so grateful for this. It's the most interesting time of my life. Definitely would be. Yeah.
That makes me love him. Instantly, right? If you hear him being grateful about that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you think about him just going, it's just another day in the wild, wacky world of Trump, baby.
You would hate him.
You hate him. The fact that he's saying that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's cool. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
So, I suppose just quickly, any opinions on, you know, Turnbull's double dissolution thing?
Yes. This summarizes this whole situation. I just scolded my girlfriend's work colleagues for, we're about to have an election, right? In 50 something days.
Yeah.
No one's talking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
No one's talking about an election that directly affects us. Everyone's talking about Trump.
Yeah, which we've just
did it for 15 minutes. And with this double dissolution thing, don't really have an opinion.
Yeah, well,
the man that has built a career of talking about politics just doesn't have an opinion about this.
Well, we were
stuff.
Talking
it's
just before.
Trump's so much better.
Well, you were saying that, like, yeah, Labour's ahead in the polls at the moment.
Which is amazing. If an election were held today, Labour would win 80 of the seats out of 65. I'm getting to the point where I'm even thinking of voting Greens in the Senate, man. Like, I thought that this was going to be one of those, you've just got to shore up their numbers so you don't get the Liberals back in, or at least try and neuter them a bit because they've changed the rules in the Senate. There's going to be no micro-parties. It's just going to be the Greens, Labour, and the Liberal Party. And if they get control of the Senate and it becomes a rubber stamp, holy shit.
So no Liberal Democrats or Jackie Lambie?
Maybe Lambie might get in. She is loved by the people of Tasmania. Hey, Parsons, if you're listening, please give us... you are the official reporter of this podcast anyway. I know that you've been off your duties
yeah,
for close to a year.
You won't hear this.
It was really weird. The other day, he just tagged me in a Rome Total War meme.
Huh. There you go. So, he's still around.
So, we do know he's alive. Mm. Does he listen to the pod anymore? Nobody knows. On top of that, if you're not listening to it, Abe, I suppose this message can't get to you, but if you are, get on it.
Mm.
Tell us what's the scoop around Lambie, because she could be the only senator who is not one of them joined with one of the major parties.
I don't want to say about Abe, he's actually got good taste in memes. I did notice on my feet sometimes it'll come up with stuff.
So why can't you say May-Mays, even though we've just had an extremely lengthy interview discussing memes. Can we please...
Just because we don't get to hear that, so tell us. What do you think?
What do I think about the word May-May?
Yeah, is it long gone? It's dead in the dust?
Oh, it's kind of... Yeah, it's pretty dead at the moment, I suppose. Might have a bit of a comeback in a month or two, but at the moment it's dead.
We're saying yesterday...
This guy is the Coco Chanel of May-Mays.
Yeah, well, I was asking him yesterday, like, are you that plugged in? Like, can you tell me what the next word's going to be? You know, like, woke is not apparently new.
I don't know if it's new. It's just tickling my fancy at the moment.
So, yeah. Let's get a Robbie's hot tips. You've turned into one of those ESPN commentators that's always going, yeah. Cowboys are a definite shoe-in for the playoffs.
Yeah, well, what's that Simpsons
thing
with the luck?
They're never right. Even though, yeah, luck of the week.
It's right half the time.
Shoe-in of the week. Yeah. Who's your shoe-in of the week?
Look, Dab's dead. Lit's on the way out. Woke is tickling my fancy. The next word.
So we had Dab, we had Lit, we had Woke, and we've got now...
Trump.
No, it won't.
Oh, man, that guy was so Trumped.
Yeah.
That guy was Trumped.
There we go. The new segment that we can't use shoe-in of the week. It's already taken by The Simpsons. We're just going to have to call it Gloves Off with Robbie.
Yeah. So that's the... that's
where he goes all out on the net.
So, yeah, we had a lot left to go with, but I have to go to jury duty. So.
Really?
I'll get in a lot of trouble if I don't. 9:30, I have to be there. So.
Where is it?
I can't believe that was your response. Really? You have to go and...
Oh, God. Okay, gonna have to
bleep that out. Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Damn it.
All right.
See you later, everybody.
Okay, episode 59 of the Friendly Geordies podcast with Tom Montefiore.
See ya.
Jordan Shanks.
I'm leaving the studio, bye.
And Robbie Armfield. Hope you have a good week, guys, and... See you later.